Chapter 1 of 5. The Flowers of Evil. A foul carcass on a gravel-strewn bed. Its legs raised in the air, like a lustful woman. Burning and dripping with poisons. An excerpt from the poem A Carcass by Charles Baudelaire. National Hospital, Copenhagen. Sara's ears popped uncomfortably as the lift rushed down to the basement level where the staff changing rooms were situated. Her mouth felt dry, and the onset of a headache felt like a helmet tightening around her temples. Sara was exhausted after her night shift in the neurosurgical ward. She couldn't help but think of the little boy's face. The eyes were shut so firmly, as if he could not bear what he had witnessed. His father had hit a tree by the side of the road and died instantly. Sara had noticed that the usually upbeat and talkative ambulance crew had been downcast and silent when they delivered the boy to the department. She sensed that this was one of the rescues they would never forget. The ones that would burn themselves into their thoughts and give them nightmares. The chief surgeon had displayed some of that solemnity when he had informed the rest of the staff of the boy's condition. It could go both ways, he said. But if the boy did survive, there was a substantial risk of brain damage. The double doors slid silently open. Sara went out of the lift and down the long basement corridor, rubbing her temple. The ache was throbbing to the rhythm of her heartbeat. She heard the sound of footsteps, turned around, and saw a tall figure clad in white. Whoever it was gave her a wave as a greeting. She was not entirely sure who it was, but she felt as if she'd seen him before and she waved back. Down in the basement of the leading hospital in the nation, it felt like a different world. The light was slightly dim, and the chilled air moving through the subterranean corridors carried a smell of disinfectant. She followed the multicoloured walkway stripes on the linoleum floors, which formed complex patterns in bright colours. Even so.